Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, MLB Central. Your host, Benson Fetcher Womack. I will be discussing many topics, including Kluber fans' 18 first wins, spare returns, Jolly's halo and all of game saving D, and more. As a member, you too can be a part of the show if you call out 516-666-9990 or enter our chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. And on this day in baseball history, in 1983, the Phillies, known as the Quakers at the time, won their first game in franchise history when they routed the White Stockings, later be known as the Cubs. At Chicago's Lakefront Park, Philadelphia, have lost their first 8 games of the season before today's 12-0 victory, and will finish the season in last place in the 18 National League with a dismal 17-81 record. And now, fans, it's time for the baseball joke of the day. All right, well, why are umpires fat?
Because they clean their plate.
Baseball joke of the day. And now, as we've been doing for the past couple of weeks, it's time for the random play of the day. You can call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our term at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with your guesses for the random play of the day. Be the first person ever to make that guess and have the honors of being the first person. So your first clue, well, is he's a pitcher for the Cleveland Indians. He's a pitcher from the Cleveland Indians. He had 18 strikeouts last night. Pitched 8 innings last night. He throws strikes, 26 feet 4 inches, weight 215 pounds. Born April 10th, 1986 in Birmingham, Alabama. High school, Coppell High School. School Stetson University, drafted by the San Diego Padres in the fourth round of the 2007 amateur draft. Signed July 7, 2007, debuted September 1st, 2011, versus Oakland, 1.1 innings pitch, two strikeouts, 4 walks, no runs. Rookie stats exceeded rookie limits during 2012 season. Team Indians 2011 to 2015 contract status. Signed through 2019, Padres $38.5 million and 20-21 team option. Service time 2.074. Free agent 2020. Agents Jet Sports Management and current number for the Indians is 34. His current number is 28. Will your guess?
Corey Kluber.
That is correct. And now, I think this will be your first one. It's time for the All Star Game debate. And today, we will be debating between Miguel Cabrera and Jose Abreu and how they eye the power of the play in Comben Cabrera's major challenge in Chicago's sophomore slugger. So, Will, just right off the bat, who do you think is better, Miguel Cabrera or Jose Abreu?
Well, I mean, first of all, this is just crazy that they have, like, this is maybe the two best first basemen in all of baseball, even in the same division. But on this one, I think I have to go with Cabrera. I mean, he can do everything on the plate. That's why I have to go with him.
I mean, I think just every year it feels like it's Mel Cabrera versus Wormley in an all-star race that shows a surplus of completely worthy candidates like Jose Abreu himself. The American League was a superb starter at first base in the 2015 All-Star Game, but which superb starter? So, I mean, as I said, there's Miguel Cabrera, there's Jose Abreu, those are probably the big two. There are still other great candidates in the American League that you have to take a look at besides these two. But what we're going to be doing today is just seeing up Miguel Cabrera and Jose Abreu. So Cabrera of the Tigers is truly a perennial all-star. He's been on 9 all-star squads as an AL starter first base in 2014. Cabrera comes to this debate with the advantages of incumbency. So with that coming up, that he's been on 9 straight all-star squads and all-star started last year, do you think that gives him a slight edge compared to Jose Abreu, who just came off the major leagues last year?
I think it kind of does. I mean, I think a lot of the fans have a soft spot for the older guys. I mean, a lot of the older guys may not be supposed to be in that game, but they are. And I just think that they have a little edge over the rookies or two-year guys.
Yeah, I mean, Miguel Cabrera, as he's a veteran, he's now doing amazing triple crown winners. And you see Jose Abreu, who comes up last year from a different country, and he just does what he does. It's just amazing, and that he's doing what he's doing right now. So, but Cabrera's record requires no extra polish. Twice an AL MVP award winner, and once in 2012, an AL triple crown winner. He's been the cornerstone of consistently successful Detroit teams. Cabrera is an inevitable part of any all-star discussion at this position in this league. So that being said, I mean, he's won 2 MVP awards and a triple crown, which almost never happens. Last time that happened before Miguel Cabrera was Carl Yastrzemski, which was an awful long time ago. So we see this happening here, that P award, a triple crown winner, and then all Jose Abreu has is a rookie of the year. Do you think that also gives Miguel Cabrera an edge, even though it's this year and people should be looking at what he's doing this year?
I don't know if it does, because, I mean, this sort of goes back to the veteran thing. I just think it's how long you've been there and how you've played the game. I mean, I would think definitely the MVP, Triple Crown, and all that other stuff definitely would over top one good year and rookie of the year.
I mean, as we're talking about Miguel Cabrera, I mean, at the other end of the experience spectrum, his second year pro Jose Abreu is the White Sox. The impact he had in his rookie year can't be overstated. Abreu was a unanimous one of the AL Rookie of the Year awards by the Baseball Writers Association of America. He led the AL in slugging percentage and was second in total bases in OPS, third in home runs. So he did win AL Rookie of the Year and last year. So there's also, I mean, the bigger and better 2-time MVP and 1-time Triple Crown Award winner for Miguel Cabrera. But, I mean, he did have a pretty good rookie year. When you compare him this year, though, to Miguel Cabrera, I mean, they're pretty much even in my mind. Well, where are you standing with where they are right now, not going back last year to Abreu or the previous years of Miguel Cabrera?
Wait, what was the question again?
Where you're at who's playing better right now, Jose Abreu or Miguel Cabrera this year?
I think Miguel Cabrera is definitely playing better. I mean, he's batting, like 317, somewhere around there, and 6 home runs, which is pretty good numbers for, like, this season. So I think he even has the edge on this year.
I mean, Abreu is slightly off pace so far in 2015 compared to what he did last year. But the first 6 weeks of the season would still look like the beginning of a career season for a lot of players. Abreu should be a legitimate All-Star candidate for many seasons to come. So, I mean, he might not be the starting first baseman this year, but he's going to make the All-Star team, and he's going to be right up there every year, probably against Miguel Cabrera, trying to get that first baseman job. And it just seems like Miguel Cabrera is going to win it because of his tangibles that he brings to the plate with the obvious 2-time MVP, 1-time Triple Crown Award winner, and then just that he's always been steady with his RBIs, his average, and his home run totals.
Yeah, I think that's just sort of, I think Miguel Cabrera is sort of in a bad spot on this one. Or, excuse me, Jose Abreu.
we can't forget there are other viable candidates. I mean, the Rangers prince fielder is resurgent. I missed most of the last season after neck surgery. After 32 games, he was hitting .336 with a .393 on base percentage. So we have prince fielder here. I mean, do you think he could give a run at Miguel Cabrera and Jose Abreu for the first baseman slot?
Well, I mean, prince fielder, as you all know, had just not anything near what his full potential was at the season last year. But, I mean, this year he's shown that he can do just what he did back in Detroit and Milwaukee. And I think he's definitely going to be up there on the voting.
He's made 5 All-Star teams, 3 in the National League, 2 in the NL. He has the MVP of the 2011 game as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. So that might give the fans an edge, a reason why to vote for him. Because of his past experience in the All-Star game, and he did win an MVP, and they'll probably want to see him back there in some way, shape, or form. So, I mean, there's another guy that we can, for an all-around choice in the first place, the selection could be Eric Hosmer with Royals. He's truly a superior defensive player, but he's won Gold Glove Awards the last 2 seasons. Do you think he has a chance of giving Miggy and Abreu a chance at first base?
Yeah, I think Eric Hosmer, yeah, definitely also a very good candidate. I mean, the AL first baseman is just so many great players. I mean, he's batting with
323. Okay, this year, Hosmer is also making progress offensively. 32 games, the flash on was .317 average, .387 OBP, .540 slugging. Between the exposure that the Royals run to the World Series from last October, Hosmer's own considerable game should be a genuine contender for a starting position this season and beyond. So we see, I mean, the Royals, everybody loved them last year. Most people wanted them to beat the Giants besides the obvious Giants fans. And Eric Hosmer was a big part of that team. So do you think fans will remember that and give him votes because of that?
And get to the what?
Do you think because of the Royals run last year and how Hosmer is such a big part of that, do you think fans will give Eric Hosmer more votes because of the magical run of the Royals last year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every time you go to the World Series, I would definitely suspect that more fans are going to know you, more fans are going to vote for you, and just all and so on. But then this year, we've seen the Royals be very somewhat mean at times, and they're picking fights like crazy. And so I would wonder how much that has to play into it, knowing a lot of teams are not their friends right now.
The last candidate that you can't forget about is, I mean, he has sheer power, Mark Teixeira. He ranks 2nd in the league in homers and 3rd in slugging percentage. His average and on base percentage are below the high standards of his career, but this may still be seen as a bounce back year for Teixeira, who has been a big part of the Yankees' early success decisions. Do you think Mark Teixeira can give a run at Miggy and Abreu for first base?
Yeah, I mean, and how many candidates is that up to now? Like, good 5, everyone can make it. And Mark Teixeira, I mean, like, we saw him do this several years ago, but now he's just bringing it back and crushing the ball with 11 home runs, I want to say.
Yeah, around that. So, I mean, people think of Mark Teixeira for his power, but you can't forget that he's a 5-time Gold Glove winner, most recently in 2012, and was twice an All-Star. That Gold Glove factor comes into play, too, so he's a great defensive first baseman, and he obviously has the pop that we're talking about right now. So, I mean, I think he does have a decent chance to give Miggy and Abreu a run for their money at first base.
Yeah, he just has to get more hits and up his average. He's only batting .246, and that's not nearly good enough to make the starting All-Star team.
All right, so now it's time for our decision-making. So we pitted the 2 players against each other, Miguel Cabrera and Jose Abreu. But we also did put in some other candidates that you may choose, and that's Prince Fielder, Eric Hosmer, Mark Teixeira, and those are the guys that you can pick for who you think should be starting at first base in the American League. Well, who's your pick?
My pick is Eric Hosmer. I mean, he's just really done great this year, and I think he deserves to make the trip to Cincinnati.
I mean, I'm going to pick Miguel Cabrera up here because on paper, Miggy would still be, even in the midst of this impressive field, the favorite to open at first base for the AL in 2015 All-Star. But there are plenty of worthy challengers who make this yet another highly competitive All-Star selection. So fans, just a quick heads up. You can cast your votes for starts at MLB.com and also get call sites on your computers, tablets, and smartphones. This is the 2015 Eastern MLB All-Star Game ballot until Thursday, July 2nd at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. But first-time voting is exclusively online, where fans may submit up to 35 ballots. Fans may also receive the ballot by texting VOTE to 89269 or 101010. Or text VOTA for a ballot in Spanish. Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages. No purchase required. Reply stop to cancel. Reply help rental. Following the announcement of the 2015 All-Stars, be sure to return to MLB.com and cast your 2015 Eshorns MLB All-Star Game final vote for the final player for each week's All-Star roster. On Tuesday, July 14th, watch the 2015 All-Star Game live on Fox and during the first and during the game. Visit MLB.com to submit your choice for the Ted Williams Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet via the 2015 MLB All-Star Game MVP vote. MLB.com will provide extensive online coverage of All-Star Week festivities. The 86th All-Star Game will be televised nationally by Fox in Canada, by Rogers Sportsnet, and RDS, and will be by partners in more than 200 countries via MLB's international dependent feed. ESPN Radio and ESPN Radio Deportes will provide national coverage of the All-Star Game. MLB Network and SiriusXM will also provide a comprehensive All-Star Week coverage. For more information, please visit allstargame.com. Probably have to get a break, but when we do come back, we will go into Titans' amazing start last night and we'll go deeper into the start.
Ah, 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 ah.
Comedy Central, and the Indians beat the Cardinals behind Kluber's 18K. So, well, what's your first initial reaction on and main headline here is Corey Kluber strikes out 18 against the nationally renowned powerhouse St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, this is just, crazy. He had a very, very shaky start to the season after winning the Cy Young Award, but 18 strikeouts, you only get, 27 usually, and that's so much. That's two-thirds of all your outs are strikeouts. You would think that they would at least get more balls in play, but they didn't.
So, as you said, he got off to a shaky start, but he appears to be just fine right now. Last night, he spun a brilliant and overwhelming performance, striking out career-high 18-number, 8-1 hit in Tony Kluber to a 2-0 victory over the Cardinals at Progressive Field. This performance, and there's just so many ads to subscribe, but I think the two that would make most sense are probably brilliant, overwhelming. He just dominated those Cardinals last night, and with his 18 strikeouts, he only allowed one hit in 8 innings.
Yeah, did he have a lot of pitches? Why didn't they have him go 9?
He had a lot of pitches on him.
Oh.
As you said, he was last year's American Plan winner. He carried a no-hitter in the 7th before finally flinching against St. Louis. So, Jordy Peralta broke up his no-hit bid, but he had a no-hitter through 17. He was striking out all these people. This would have been so magical if he would have just finished the no-hitter off and had even strikeouts. Probably more going in the 9th that his pitch would have had. He probably would have had 20 strikeouts and a no-hitter. He was just remarkable last night.
Yeah, that's like that's something that can totally just change your season around with a great performance like that.
All right, we have to go to our 7-minute stretch, but when we do come back, we say something and closing statements. All right, it's time for taking that to the ballgame.
Well,
it's time for Say Something.
I'm going to take away the amazing depth at first base in the American League. We even looked out 5 prospects that could be going now, but then over these first couple months, you could get a couple more in there, and I just think it's going to be a really exciting race to see who can make that AL first base spot.
I'd have to take away Corey Kluber's remarkable start. He had no hitter going to the 7th, and then he only allowed one hit. That one hit in the 7th inning. He was Van Hillis in the 8th. So he didn't allow a hit in the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, or 8th inning. It's pretty remarkable, if you ask me, along with 18 Ks. So Corey Kluber is back to Indian fans. It's time to embrace him and join him because I mean, he was off to a rocky start. Hopefully for any chance he does get back to his American League Cy Young form that we did see of him last year. All right. I'd like to thank MLB.com for helping with some of the statistics. And Ethan Taylor, Catherine Sector, Brandon Sector, George Beck for helping with the planning and production of MLB Central. Tomorrow night, 37 p.m., you can tune in to MLB Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. This is Baseball MLB Central Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as I said before and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central. We broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Benson Spector. My co-host is Will McLaughlin. You can email us at MLBCentral1@gmail.com. Have a great day.